Yle X. Vuonna 2008 perustettu brittiyhtyö Don Broco on soinut viime aikoina Yle X:ssä yhtyeen viimeisimmällä singulla Come Out to LA. Kyseinen biisi löytyy yhtyeen viimeisimmältä kolmannelta studioalbumilta Technology, joka julkaistiin helmikuussa. Mä sain puhelimen päähän yhtyeen keulahahmon Rob Damianin, joka oli juuri palannut Iso-Britanniaan. Yhtye kiersi vastikään Jenkeissä, jossa he pääsivät esittämään Come Out to LA -biisiä loppuun myydyllä keikalla LA:ssä, eli siis Los Angelesissa. Mä kysyinkin Robilta, miltä biisin esittäminen kappaleen nimikkokaupungissa tuntui.
Yle X.
Yeah, it was. It felt extra special because everyone was almost waiting for it at the show. You know, everyone who was there obviously expected it. It is the latest single we've been playing at the whole tour. But yeah, the first time you do any sort of song like that, with the name and the title about a certain place, there's this expectation, and I think we kind of played it about halfway through the set, and I don't announce the song, we just go into it. You know, the song just starts off with Matt's vocal, and you could just see the sort of the crowd light up, and that their faces like, ah, here we go. Yeah. So it felt like once we started that one, the party really started.
Ah. So what's the actual story behind the song?
So we the first time we ever went to Los Angeles, we were recording our second album, Automatic, and we actually went out to film a few videos while we were there as well. And you know, it was the first time we'd really been away, the first time we'd ever been to America as a band, and I guess despite being relatively wise to the mechanics of being in a band and the reality of how music gets put out and how labels work, we were very very much kind of sucked into these grandiose plans, and you get a lot of hot air spoken to you when you're in the music industry or film. I'm sure in a lot of industries, and it's learning, how to manage your expectations of what actually, what actually happens in real life to, what promises are made that are going to be broken. And I think we definitely fell into this trap of, we were only there for a week or so, but we had all these various meetings with labels, taken out, wined and dined. We're going to these like LA clubs, and I think that taste of that lifestyle, however brief it was, it gave us these false hopes, and when dreams are shattered that shouldn't even be dreams anyway, because they're that's not what life is. That's a snapshot. That's the kind of you can have fun and dip your toe into that world, as long as you know that world isn't reality. And that's basically what Come Out to LA is about. It's
Come Out to LA kertoo siis yhtyeen oikeista kokemuksista losilaisessa musabisneksessä, ja Rob kertoi avoimesti, miten ne kaupungissa puhutaan ja lupaillaan paljon, vaikkei suuret suunnitelmat olisikaan todellisia. Yhtye vietti aikoinaan viikon kaupungissa, pääsi hienoille klubeille, hienoihin ravintoloihin, mikä antoi sitten liian suuria odotuksia tulevaisuudesta. Nyt yhtye oli siis tokaa kertaa keikkailemassa Jenkeissä, josta Rob kertoi mulle.
Yeah, it was incredible. Really, really good time. It's our second visit to America, and it's just really fun, sort of watching, seeing the crowds grow and getting that reaction from people who either have known us for a little while and have waited to come to America, or people who we met last time. The first time we went was last year. Yeah. And that reaction of people kind of knowing the words, and you just see that the people actually at the shows knowing you before you go, which is a nice feeling. The first time is always a little bit scarier because no one has got a clue who you are. And you've really got to work hard to win them over. But this time was a little bit easier, still very rewarding. Yeah, and just, yeah, it's a really good vibe out there. So looking forward to getting back.
Yeah, so how was LA? Were there people you should meet and hands you should shake?
LA was actually a very messy night. In fact, all our management and our record label are from LA. You know, luckily they're people we do like. They took us out that night in true LA fashion. And probably, I don't know, it's probably one of the most horrible hangovers the next day that I've ever had in my life. It was, it was unbearable. But yeah, the show was amazing. We only had one day in LA, so LA is one of those places you can get lost. There's so much to do, but it actually, it basically stayed on this one road where the venue was, and the bar was we were going to next door, and just had a good time.
Well, you're touring a lot, so what are your tips for when you're proper hanging, like you've got the most horrible hangover? How do you cope with that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I got away with one hangover. I was very lucky. It was my birthday while we were out in America. We went to New Orleans, and somehow, from being, I think it was Easter Sunday, so we were two, which, is a big party day in New Orleans. They've got this procession, everyone's dancing in the street, everyone's drinking all day in the street. I think we started about midday and stay out till midnight when my actual birthday was. So from 12 hours drinking, I was expecting to be the worst ever, but miraculously avoided it. And I don't remember this, but my bandmates took me for a birthday meal at a famous fried chicken restaurant in New Orleans. So now I've decided that is the key. Before you go to bed, just eat your body weight in fried chicken. It was the only thing I did that day that I didn't do the next day when I got equally as drunk, and I felt so much worse. So I think it doesn't exclusively have to be fried chicken, but I just think food. When you're drunk and you think it's going to be bad the next day, just go crazy, hit up the kebab shop,
yep.
go to your McDonald's, just go wild and don't worry about the consequences of what you're putting in your body, because at least you won't feel hungover the next day.
Wise words. Toinen kerta Jenkeissä oli Robin mukaan paljon hauskempaa, kun yleisö jo tiesi yhtyeestä, tunsi biisien sanoja, kun ekalla kerralla piti kuulemma tehdä enemmän töitä voittaakseen yleisön puolellensa. Ja päädyttiin näköjään juttelemaan pari minuuttia darrasta selviämisestä. Rob kertoi siis New Orleansissa ollessansa oppineensa, että paras tapa selvitä darrasta on vaan syödä mahdollisimman paljon yöllä. Kaikki ruokakuulema kelpaa ja ei tarvi yhtään murehtia ruokamorkkiksesta seuraavalle päivälle, koska se syöminen sitten auttaa. Helmikuussa yhtye tosiaan julkaisi kolmannen studioalbuminsa, jonka luomisprosessista yhtyeellä olaja Rob Damiani kertoi.
In February, you released your third album, Technology. What was the writing process for that album like?
So yeah, it was for us very, very kind of liberating, very basically crazy in the sense we had a load of touring booked. We didn't do the traditional. Okay, let's give ourselves a month in the studio or a month to write. We just kind of wrote as we went along, gave ourselves kind of a few deadlines, but the deadlines we always missed because we were off on tour, and we just recorded everywhere. So we did in Europe, we wrote on the road, just recorded on our laptops, we just put music out as we created it, really, rather than finishing the entire album, holding it all back and getting it out in one piece. So yeah, for us it was definitely the most exciting way of writing a record, and it kind of kept us on our toes and helped us not get bored while we were writing it.
And then I want to ask about your music videos. You've got really cool music videos for all the singles from the latest album. How important are the music videos for you guys?
Yeah, I think they're very important. We've always wanted to make creative and, you know, engaging visuals to go inside with the music. And you don't always get to do that. I think with our new record label and our new, I guess, outlook with this album was, look, it doesn't need to make sense. It just needs to do something that makes us happy and you know, helps us feel that we're putting something out into the world that, you know, hasn't really been seen before. And, you know, I love how, you know, these new music videos, they're, you know, they're absolutely, they don't make any sense at all. They're absolutely bonkers. But, you know, they kind of feed into the narrative of the music while also running completely parallel. And, you know, it sometimes takes a while. People are watching the video for the first time and hearing the song. A lot of people have said, wow, it took me like 3 or 4 watches to get video. And then only after that was the first time I actually heard the song. because, you know, there's a lot going on. But, you know, for us, creatively, they're incredibly fun to make. And, you know, watching them back and seeing how they all sort of link into each other is really satisfying for us too.
The last question that I have to ask, you're now starting your tour in the UK, then Europe, but is there any possibility we could see you in Finland at some point, maybe autumn next year?
I mean, definitely. But I mean, that's what we're looking into really at the moment. You know, it feels like as soon as we get back from a tour, we're on to the next one. We have like a few days off and then the next one. So we're trying to get as much in as possible. And yeah, we're very determined to get out to Finland at some point this year. So fingers crossed.